This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what's causing weakness in the cattle market?
Well, Leslie, that's the $10,000 question today, because we really do not have negative news out there, not fresh negative news. Cash cattle trade last week, wasn't as many cattle moved as we'd like to see, but we sold at higher prices in the north and the south. Boxed beef was up strong today. Choice up $2. Selects up $1.01. Total movement of 57 loads. Saw an estimated kill day of 109,000 head. But our futures, after opening slightly higher, went negative and closed negative across the board in the cattle and the hogs. On the close today, February cattle down $1.40. April live cattle down $2.50. March feeders down $2.40. May feeders down $2.45. And April lean hogs down $2.02.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
There's always a great deal on farm equipment at Big Iron, and another great sale coming up at Big Iron this week. District Manager Mike Wolf tells us about some of the great items up for bid at BigIron.com.
Well, we've got a 2003 Cat 420D backhoe coming up. I've got a 1982 Caterpillar D6D dozer. There's a 2012 SIH 290 tractor. Several planters, several combines, lots of tillage equipment. We got 534 pieces that'll be selling on Wednesday. Well, they can go to BigIron.com, or they can give me a call at 580-320-2718.
If you'd like more information on buying and selling with Big Iron, call District Manager Mike Wolf at 580-320-2718 or go to the website at www.bigiron.com, and Mike will be happy to help you out. That's BigIron.com.
Tom, what's shaping the grain market?
Well, Leslie, as hard as it was to explain why the cattle were down, it's hard to explain today the strength we saw, especially in our soybeans today. And we traded higher overnight. Started higher early this morning, then started seeing some mixed trade. But around noon today, the soybeans took off to the upside, closed very strong with double-digit gains. They helped pull the corn up, and they brought the wheat back up into the unchanged area. As far as fresh news was today, there wasn't nothing to substantiate the move we saw take place in the futures. It seemed to be more of a fun-related situation than anything. We might even see tomorrow a turnaround Tuesday-type trading. On the close today, we saw the March KC wheat down a half a penny, July KC down a quarter of a penny, March Chicago wheat a penny and three quarters higher, March corn up 2.25, July corn up 2.75, March beans up 17.25, July beans up 16.75, and March cotton up 110 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.